Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. David Haas from Miracle Method. And Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show. I already told everybody who's on. This is our intern, Bridget Roberts, last day on this show. She's been here all summer. She's on with John Williams and other more popular shows that people like and listen to.
Are you sure? More popular?
Yes, really? a lot more popular.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Okay. And, that's a little jab. Sorry.
Yeah, it's, no, it's okay. I could take it. And her parents are in Michigan. They live, I just learned, a mile away from Ann Arbor. They live in Ann Arbor, a mile away from the stadium. And what?
A block away.
Sorry.
She's here.
A block away. Yeah. And just to show you how much they love their daughter.
Yeah.
They're watching the football game instead of listening. This is a tribute to Bridget Roberts.
Uh-huh.
We have a cake from Jesus, yeah. My guy Jesus, and Mariano's up in Northfield.
Nice.
Makes amazing cakes. I dropped the cake. I created a little bit of a fissure there. Sorry, Jose, but it still looks
great.
Thank God I got a picture beforehand. Yeah. But I just want to let you know that how much love we have for Bridget here, and her parents could give two beans about it.
Well, they raised her. They
doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's your last show. You think they would support her. You could Devo the Michigan football game.
I mean, this is recorded. So
it
they
doesn't
watch
matter.
It like, okay,
they can record the Michigan.
Really?
It's not like they're not going to hear. They're a block away.
You are a harsh critic.
I'm just
right
telling
now,
you, 106,000 people.
Okay.
You think they'd miss two? I'm just saying.
Apparently.
Okay. All right, whatever.
We're here for you, Bridget.
Yeah, we're here, Bridget.
Our listeners are here for you.
Your parents aren't.
Yeah.
Home Sweet Home Chicago. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
I found
312, yep, I am a proud member of the Pi Kappa Alpha Fraternity for Men at Northern Illinois. I'm
going to be
doing a speaking engagement up there in DeKalb, thanks to Mr. Haas for the introduction.
We're excited.
On October 2nd to the business school about the importance of credit.
Nice.
So you found a picture of us in tuxedos.
I'm looking for the handsomest one. Clearly that's going to be you.
I know those guys. Yeah. I'm in there, so I'll point it out to you.
Okay, I was like, there's a lot of gentlemen here. Okay.
Good guys, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, we're going to go around the horn. Mr. Haas, you haven't been here in about 9 months. How have you been, buddy?
I think it's five.
Okay, it feels like nine.
It feels a long time. I've been good.
Feels like nine.
A lot of hard work over the summer.
Business good?
Business is good. Happy to celebrate Labor Day weekend and everyone, you know, take a little hiatus. So I'm happy to be here.
So that's why we're here right now.
Well, because they could take the day off. The team takes the weekend off, and I come down here and hang out with you guys.
That's cool.
All right, Bob from our show gave you a call. You're going to be talking about how you helped them get in and out of his tub with some slip-proof product that you have.
We'll talk about that.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you.
That's 630-832-2250 and miraclemethod.com/WGN.
It's been 5 months.
It's been 5 months. So he doesn't even know his
website. That's nice. We got you, right? Because we use you all the time, and I love your product, and I love what you guys do. So we'll jump in anytime.
Yeah, you know the website better.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Yeah,
perfect.
Maybe. Exactly.
Perfect. I need a jingle like Jim.
There you go.
That's what I need. That'll help me get me going.
All right, we'll work on that in the next 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing. Winter's right around the corner. We've had some interesting weather patterns come through our area that's put a little whammo on our listeners' homes and apartment buildings as well. You might not think about, well, I don't own this place. I just live here. Well, if you live in an apartment.
If you live under it, you should care still.
If your apartment has a roof.
Yeah. There's a roof over your head.
Yeah.
And that roof needs to be maintained or else all of your belongings could possibly get destroyed if there's a leak.
So we'll talk a little bit today about basic home maintenance, getting ready and preparing for the winter months coming. It is September, October, November, December, and so on. It's coming.
You're 90 to 120 days away for some nasty crap.
It's
Chicago.
Chicago.
We know.
Wow.
Can't escape it.
That's so optimistic of you guys. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
It's good. It's dress warm and enjoy.
90 degrees outside.
Dress warm and enjoy. Winter is coming.
There it is.
I mean, come on. We know. Hold on. I got another one from Games of Thrones.
Winter is coming.
Yes. We know.
Yeah. Well, if you're from the north, winter's definitely coming.
One of the greatest miniseries HBO ever made.
Hands down. Totally.
Winter is coming.
I mean, Entourage?
Stop. Come on.
Second. Winter is coming.
Okay.
What year were you born?
Apparently not the same one as you.
Okay. No. Entourage.
That's amazing.
Ari's pretty cool.
Yes.
It's all right.
Oh, you just like Ari because he's Jewish and smart.
Winter is coming.
Nobody gets gutted with an axe in Entourage.
You're right. Yeah.
There's no horse battles. There's no deceit. People poisoning each other.
Yeah,
Brothers sleeping with sisters.
Yeah,
people falling out of towers.
I could do without.
Come on.
Yeah, sure. The dragons are cool.
No dragons.
Right. There's no dragons.
No dragon eggs.
Yep. There is money in Ferraris and Entourage.
But you don't have the entire temple
burning down
and everybody dying except the dragon queen comes out.
Spoiler alert.
It's out for like 9 years already.
Okay.
Phone number, Mike?
Give us a call at 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
Mike Epping. You guys have been busy. We have an email question. I saved it for the show about, are you even on? Yeah, you're on. No, she's not for some reason. What is wrong with Mike's microphone?
What's wrong with your mic?
We need to hang on. Mike's microphone is not working.
Okay.
I know you can.
Well, but our listeners can't hear you.
We're not picking you up at all. All right, we will come back and introduce you. That's odd. Hey, yeah. Get somebody in here to fix Mike's...
Nicely.
Yeah, please.
Pretty please.
Yeah, the buttons are pushed. Yeah.
Fergie's got us.
Yeah, Fergie will be in here.
There he is. Hey.
Fergie, we got to clean up an aisle 5. What are you talking about, Jeremy?
Whatever you want to talk about, Mr. David Hochberg.
I know, but at breakfast...
No, so we talked about how we've been doing... And I think last week we talked about it too, but just homeowners are staying in their houses, you know? Mortgage rates are really high. And they don't want to move, and inventory is low. So main floor models have been a really big thing now. So we'll talk a little. We'll dive deep into that.
And we were talking about, hey, Mike, say 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Still no.
Okay. Yep. Okay, we'll work on that.
Yeah.
So we got Fergie here. We got the Dr. Fergie here. So let's talk about that, because you've got a first floor remodel that we talked about at breakfast.
Yeah. Yep.
Older, more experienced couple. The rates were so
wiser.
Low.
We like to say wiser, more educated.
Well, we throw in a twist here.
Yeah.
Their kids were moving back in with them.
Yeah.
Which was happening a lot.
Yeah.
So the mother in this dynamic had some mobility challenges, which you were bringing Dave in to help, mm-hmm. and you're going to blow out unused space down on the first floor, convert it into a suite.
Yep.
Move install a heating and air conditioning, not only heating and air conditioning, but washer dryer.
Yeah.
So you got to bring plumbing in, which I thought was great for Mike to talk about.
Yeah.
And then convert the upstairs into a bank of rooms.
For the kids. Sure, yeah.
And move the washer-dryer from the basement upstairs to the second floor.
Yeah, so everybody
kind
of has their own space, right?
Right.
Like, we want everybody to live comfortably.
I didn't even think about this, and it was a whole floor. And then you go in the basement and redo the basement.
Just make it prettier, more functional for kids.
All right.
Kids trash everything, as we know.
Well, they like to wear things.
And they cost.
Especially as many as you have.
Yeah. Well, I don't... Even one kid, right? Like, I want to meet one, like, just someone that has one kid.
Man-on-man defense.
How clean is their house, right? Like, how organized are their toys if you just have one kid,
please?
Right? Okay.
How many kids do you have?
5.
Holy.
Yeah.
I raised 5.
Yeah. Okay. So how clean was your house all the time?
My wife kept it clean.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there we go.
Now
we're going to get the text message.
My wife is wonderful. She does other things. She's amazing. Magnificent.
We're going to leave that alone. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I've got a story sometime during the show that we're going to talk about. The mortgage letters are going out.
Oh, yeah.
With mortgage companies' names on the letters.
This is wild.
That consumers think that their mortgage company sent the letter because there's marketing companies out there that collect the data from the county website, name of the mortgage company, loan amount, interest rate, and value of their home. Well, not the value of the home. Mortgage company name, loan amount and interest rate, and then they put it under the guise, oh, you did a loan with Homeside Financial, we want to refinance you in the fives, which the rates aren't in the fives. And yeah, it's
all,
just great.
All smoke and mirrors.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
It's a bait and switch.
Wow. Yeah, it's a bait and switch. That's a better way to put it.
I had an experience with that. One of my clients called me. And I had a little, you know, it was kind of like pregame stretching. Yeah. You know
Dave
what I mean?
Dave was bored on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I had some time on my hands. So I'm like, let's tee this guy up and drive him like 400 yards. So
I love doing that.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. Yeah. So, it's, I mean, you know, you got the storm chasers. You do the same. Storm chasers.
Got to be epic, right?
Like, yeah. Just,
we're still repairing hail damage from April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're still out there knocking on doors.
And you've got these scumbag mortgage companies saying that, yeah, HARP 1 and HARP 2 are still available. That went away in 2012. Okay, but the general public doesn't know about it. Okay, it's a 13-year-old project that's been discontinued, right? It's not. It's no longer available. Yeah, it's still under HARP. So we'll talk about more about that coming out of the break.
Okay.
And then at 10:30, we'll throw it over to Dave, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And if I didn't mention, it's Bridget's last show, and her parents don't care about it.
Yeah, apparently they don't care. Yeah. I think they're just giving her up at this point.
A block away.
So, yeah. We should get Bridget's parents.
Do they get like $50 a car to park on the lawn? Oh, they do.
Oh,
is it,
do they?
Is it $50 a car?
40?
Okay, that's the University of Michigan. The people up there got some dough.
Yeah, I was going to say, they could probably charge more.
A block away.
It's a holiday weekend.
It's a holiday weekend.
Inflation, supply and demand, I'm thinking they should bump those numbers.
Do they report all that income?
Of course they don't.
No, I used to park when
you go.
Yeah.
When she was 13, legally. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text and phone line. Mike, try now, Mike.
One, two, three.
There you are. Yep. Okay, I got to bring Mike all the way up. All right, so Mike is back. We're gonna talk more about Mike after the break. We got to go. Benny's like, go to break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Update on Cenlar. Thank you for the 847 for remembering.
Yeah.
Still in the witness protection program. Michael Day is on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
So, in the meantime, this 80-year-old listener fell down again.
No.
Okay. Yep. I have an email from her. She's beyond upset. And Citibank is making an adjustment so we could cut Cenlar out. It's been 4 weeks.
That's
4 weeks.
Like today's technology, that's literally impossible.
4 weeks.
You can walk. It's from New York, right?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. You could physically walk from New Jersey here faster.
So Cenlar, I'm going to be calm today.
Okay.
You got a guy by the name of Michael Day, who's the only guy on the planet in your company who doesn't answer phones and doesn't have any media relations information online, because I looked, who can sign.
No LinkedIn, no anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
You can't get to anybody there. It's a firewall. Okay, so.
Do we know he exists?
He exists, because we got a response that he's on vacation.
For 4 weeks.
I told our listener, sorry, this guy's on vacation.
That's
she lost it.
Yeah.
All right, Michael Epping, are you back with us?
I am back and better than ever.
Hey. Okay, that a boy. We don't know what happened to Mike 5, so we moved you to Mike 6. Highly technical stuff here, Mike.
Clearly.
What are we talking about today, buddy?
We're going to run some September specials for our listeners. Pretty excited about it.
All right, you're going to dive deeper with that. And when I get my emails up, I've got an email question from one of our listeners about a water tank, a water heater that you could go
excellent
and dive deeper on. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to
it's 847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
All right, so real quick before the break, then we're going to get over to Dave. Borrower of mine got a letter, put him into a 30-year fixed loan a couple of years ago, 3.5%.
Nice. Good job.
He's got a home equity line of credit behind it and $20,000 worth of credit card debt.
Okay,
great. He's got a loan. 80% of his home is about $220,000. Okay, great. Whatever. Everything's good. He's like, I got this offer at 5.575%. I go, you didn't get an offer for that. I go, it's bait and switch.
They don't. I mean, that really doesn't exist. Just
it
for
doesn't exist. Well,
there.
I could get you down that low. It's going to cost you about $40,000 to get down in discount points.
Oh, so that actually doesn't make any
it's
sense.
Not,
to do.
It okay. doesn't make any sense.
Got it.
Okay, so I said, okay. It's got my name on the letter. Okay, it's a guy, Anthony something from Advantage something mortgage company out of who the hell knows where.
Okay.
So I said, okay, here we go. I go, you can't get in the fives today. Rates are in the sevens. I go, but let's call Anthony. I've got some time on my hand.
I'm bored.
Right? I've got. Okay. I need a break. Yeah. I need to.
Plus, you're helping. Right?
Well, I'm helping out a bar. I go. I want to show you firsthand what's happening.
Yeah.
Calls the guy up. Anthony gets on the phone. Great. I'm Anthony's financial. I'm Don's financial advisor. Don, Anthony, Anthony, Don, David, all the way around. I go. Hey, Anthony, what are you trying to do for my client here, Don?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to do a first loan, a second loan, and then I'm like, at 5%? I mean, got him in the 5. Oh, no, we ran his credit, so there's the first hiccup.
Okay.
We ran his credit. His credit's not strong enough to get into the 5s.
I just have a question about that.
Yes?
So, can you even do that?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, you can't get into the 5s.
You can't run somebody's credit.
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Well, Don gave him permission.
Oh, I see.
I got a minute, so I got to get this out. So Don ran his credit. Oh, his credit's not good enough. First telltale sign you're getting screwed. Well, what's the rate now? 6.5. Boom, rate's up almost a point. Well, what's it going to cost Don to get to 6.5? Oh, he's going to pay $1,900 in closing costs, which is fair.
Mm-hmm.
And the discount points are over $10,000. I go, really? I go, what does it cost if Don does, what's the rate if Don doesn't want to pay $10,000 in discount points? It'll be 7.75%, which is where the rate is.
Yeah.
But it's also going to cost Don about $3,000 to get that rate. I go, okay. I go, so you want Don to go into this rate to pull out $20,000 and leave a 3.5% loan to go into 6.5, what's costing him over $12,000 in closing costs. But the discount points are tax deductible. So back and forth. And I got it to my boiling point.
Okay.
And I lost it.
Yeah.
I go, Anthony, let me tell you something. You're a scumbag.
Yeah.
I go, this is my client that I put into a 3.5% 30-year fixed loan that you're trying to take out and charge him over $12,000 in closing costs to put him into a 6.5% FHA loan, where there's nothing wrong with FHA loan, but you didn't tell him it was an FHA loan that he'll pay over $200 a month in private mortgage insurance.
Wow.
I go, instead, what you should have done was say, Don, you know what? This isn't the loan for you. We're going to put you into a line of credit, which I referred him over to my team at BMO, who's in the process of putting him into a line of credit to pay off his second loan, his $20,000 worth of debt.
There's just these scam companies out there?
And to save his 3.5% loan. So here's the point. The mortgage, and this is happening to Guaranteed Rate. Okay, I know more. I got friends who work at GR. It's happening to them.
Yeah.
Every mortgage professional in the industry, this happens to. Letters go out by some unknown out of state mortgage company.
Makes it seem like it's part of your stuff
because it's got your company name on the bottom. Right, this time it was Homeside Financial.
Yep.
Your mortgage amount is this, and your interest rate is this.
So it seems legit.
It seems legit.
Wow.
The consumer doesn't know.
Yeah.
And then this guy, Don, thinks he's getting a good deal. He's getting railroaded for over $12,000. I'm like, Donnie, what's up? Guy hangs up. I go, Don, you hear that? He started laughing.
I'm sure.
He goes, yeah. I go, I'm not even loose yet. I could have gone another couple of rounds with this guy. I mean, I'm just warming up. This is like speed bag training with this scumbag. So I called the guy a scumbag. He hung up.
Uh-huh.
And I explained to Don, and Don's going to now go into a line of credit, keep his 3.5% 30-year fixed loan.
Good.
So buyer beware, listeners.
Yeah.
Don't believe the letters. Call your mortgage professional and ask him or her what's going on. If your mortgage professional is out of business, because 60% of the loan originators that were in business 3 years ago are now in the mall spinning pretzels and folding underpants because they can't handle the downturn that we're experiencing,
yep.
Give me a call and I'll walk you through it.
Sure.
And if the best thing is to refinance, we'll refinance. If the best thing is to do a line of credit, we'll do a line of credit. If the best thing is to do nothing, we'll do nothing.
Yeah.
But that's why we have this show every weekend. We're here to educate our listeners what's going on. We're going to take a quick break. Sorry, Shawnee went a little long, but I had to get that out there. We're going to throw it over to David Haas when we come back after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We learn a lot about each other during the intermissions.
Yes, we do.
Like David Haas has never heard of Star Wars.
I've heard of it. He's just...
Have you never seen one Star Wars movie?
Probably not in its entirety.
That's wild to me.
I know.
It's such an iconic...
I know. If my older brother is listening, he'd be so disappointed.
But he
knows
how much
me.
Older?
He knows 10 years older.
He should beat you up when you get home.
He did. He did a lot when
really?
I was young.
He should.
No.
I mean, just a heart pump. Just one big heart chest punch. How could you not watch?
I just like nonfiction thing. I
stop
think.
Your
like,
nonfiction.
I mean, nonfiction?
Yeah, I listen to talk radio.
Well, that's okay.
You still have the yellow pages, I think.
Are you like 100? Are you turning? Where's your AARP card? Come on.
Yeah.
Word about that, like...
I mean, but I did watch Entourage.
Okay.
But I think I was in my 20s when, you know.
Luke, I am your father.
No, I know that. Okay. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leia
yeah.
is his sister? Is the other daughter? They were brothers and sisters?
That is news to me.
They didn't know that.
Thank goodness. I didn't know that either.
Come on.
Also, incest. That's two now today.
No. Yeah. Okay. It's not like Luke
we're not theming it.
Leia. Yeah. I mean,
they didn't. You're right. They just kissed.
They thought about it.
They're like, sure.
But Han Solo.
Han Solo.
And then they made a baby.
Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Mainy's graduate.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Harrison Ford. I went to Mainy's also.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little more famous.
Just a
lot more.
Go ahead.
Yes, Mike.
I don't know. I thought we were supposed to be helping David.
We are.
This is actually costing him business by him not knowing what Star Wars is.
Yeah. David,
I surround myself with people that know all about it.
Okay. Well, we won't tell Bob.
Kick the trivia questions that way.
Perfect. Here you go.
I am your father.
I know it. I know that. James Earl Jones.
Yes.
James Earl Jones.
Good job. Nice. 2 points.
Okay, so Bob, loyal listener, hopefully he's not listening now, in Bensonville. Of course, he's a huge Star Wars fan.
Could
he's
going
to be very upset. Yeah. Called you guys about a rusty tub bottom. We all know the cast iron tubs after a while with the hard water. You know, Mike could talk about this as well. It wears out it just leaves a rust mark, and it's not real comfortable to put your bum on.
Yep, true.
I used to take baths in my Grandma Gus's home. They had an old cast iron tub that had it was worn out and had all rust on the bottom in the 70s in Brooklyn, New York. But
that's just how you exfoliate.
That's how. Maybe that explains a lot. Yeah, exactly. Bathing in rust-filled water.
Yeah.
There, we found the cause of why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
So you were able to, how'd you solve Bob in Bensonville's problem?
Well, a couple things. So with iron, but also a lot of steel tubs. And steel tubs are probably the biggest culprit because they're a little less durable. And once the rust really starts, it's hard to stop it. And that's kind of the key. So you can refinish bathtubs. And we talk to our customer. Depending how much rust is there, it can return. I mean, there's a lot of things people will tell you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, but the rust can come back. If you can't eliminate air and water from that situation, this is the hard science I was telling you about.
Okay.
Dive deep, baby.
Yeah.
Then it could return. And so no matter how hard you try, and we can do touch-ups, and we talk to folks, and there's just different ways to deal with it. So one way here for Bob in Bensonville is this great new bathroom safety product we have. It's called Aqua Grip. I talked about it in April, maybe, because we started doing it this year.
Okay.
Aqua Grip, but it's taken right out of the boating industry, right out of that luxury yacht boating, that foam. You know, you've seen it if you've been on a boat like that, or some of that floor product.
Is that fiberglass?
It is a closed cell foam.
Okay.
And just real durable, water resistant, mold mildew resistant, but it has got to be the best slip resistant thing that we have come across.
Okay.
What do you spray it on?
It's like a 3M adhesive, semi-permanent mat that goes down on top of the surface after we refinish it.
That's it.
Right.
Wow.
So then we're basically encapsulating all of that. The water and the air will not get to it any longer, but also you have this great safety product. The first thing I did when I saw it was put it in my kids' bathroom.
Yeah, brilliant.
And no rust there, but it just, you know, safety. Since we're talking about it, but a safety thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's really really cool.
Is it an added expense or
an additional? Yeah, it adds a couple $100 to the entire job. But when you see it, when you feel the product, you think about the exfoliating experience you had in Papa Joe's.
Bum?
You know,
when
this
I was five.
This is the opposite of that, and it's very comfortable.
I think that's the root cause of a lot of my challenges.
I would get one.
No, I'm having flashbacks to the bathtub.
Yeah,
nightmares or something.
It's a chemical reaction. The rust. It's the metal, it's the water, it's oxygen, it's doing its thing. It's, you know, it can happen by the drain and just sort of spreads out.
So can you recoat the bathtub?
So we'll do that first, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Resurface,
so we're
going to
clean it, we're going to treat the rust, we're going to do our different processes to take care of that. Then after the refinishing process, then this bath mat could be an option.
So you treat the rust, you neutralize?
To the best of our ability, absolutely.
Really?
Yep, yep.
And then
yep.
What's the warranty on that bath mat?
A limited lifetime warranty in Illinois here. So that being said, I mean, if you damage it in some capacity. Yeah. I mean, it can still be replaced, but if for some reason it doesn't stay attached or anything like that, we're just going to come back and give you a new one.
So if you resurfaced the floor of a bathroom, because I know you do a lot of industrial applications where you go into locker rooms and spas.
Steam rooms. Yep, a lot of different areas.
So after you put your resurfacing product down, and completely resurface everything, change colors, change an entire look, you could come in. Now, is it transparent or are there different colors?
Different colors. White, gray. We can do a couple, we can do a handful of different things.
Dave wants pink.
You got some standards out there that people enjoy.
I'd like panther black.
Panther black.
Because I go with the red light, as you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Remember about your panther room. Remember this. Yeah.
What we try to do is find some contrast for folks so that they know that the mat's there. So maybe we'll do a light gray in a white tub or an off-white in a biscuit.
Thick is this? Is it pretty thin?
It's pretty thin. I mean, if you again kind of reflect on if you've been on one of those nice boat.
You know, I'm not a yachter. I don't do much yachting. Sorry, David. I know that you.
I should have brought samples in.
It would have been cool. Yeah.
You know,
that's perfect. So we could talk about it.
I'm going to be on a lot between now and I'm a holiday guy for Labor Day to New Year's Eve.
Maybe we could do a live remote from your yacht. I'm sure there's room in the 100.
Yes, and I will work on getting that yacht right before we do that.
Yeah, good. Park the Belmont Harbor.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, it's right here. Come on, Dave. Get to work.
I mean, maybe we could use the WGN yacht.
I'm sure there's at least a WGN
paddle boat
or plane. Don't they have a WGN plane yet?
Nextstar took over. They sold all the goodies. They're at the top. Yeah.
Boo.
We're gonna have to rent one. Before Nextstar took over, we had a 150-footer parked over at Winthrop Harbor. It was awesome.
Winthrop.
Yeah. And then Nextstar comes in. Down. Bam. For sale is gone.
Smart, because they want to make money.
Left us with the two-seater paddle boat. No, can't get a lot of equipment on that. All right, we're going to come back talk more about this. If our listeners want to reach you during the break, how do they reach out?
Sure. So miraclemethod.com/WGN or 630-832-2250.
All right, we're going to come back with more, David Haas. You've got some questions about your retrofit for the listener
that is
completely redoing their downstairs so their family can move upstairs.
Main floor. We don't want to say people are redoing downstairs.
Main floor.
Yeah, just
the unused portion of their downstairs first
basement.
Floor that they're not using, and how that application can be incorporated into that project. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Dave, let me ask you a question. Somebody advised you to bring an actual sample, carry it all the way down here to a radio show. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
It's amazing.
So somebody advised you to carry, schlep this thing down here.
I made it.
To a radio show. Is that correct?
Yes.
You want to know why? I'm the guy that made the recommendation, all right? I know you're taking a shot, which I can take, because I've been known to give out a shot here or there.
A marketing genius.
Why
don't you bring the tub down to the radio show?
You never asked me to bring anything to the show.
Because I don't want to see what you got going on. I don't need to see pumps. I don't need to see bugs. And I don't need to see any type of like roofing material.
But he could have sent you a picture via the internet.
No, because I'm going to hold it. You and I are going to hold it. You can't get that.
I'm not touching it.
We're going to hold it. You're going to limbo under it.
You and I are going to hold it down. Roy's going to step over it so we could show what it is for somebody to transition into a bathtub and how easy it is. That's all we're saying.
For an older person.
No, I'm not saying he's an older person. I'm just saying that
you have to speak up. I'm sorry, I'm missing.
No, it's okay.
Now here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's one of the all-time classic.
Yeah, that's
Joel
good.
Hogan.
It's beautiful.
He rode me that entire show.
I bet. Yeah,
the entire show.
Yeah. It was
Dave. Dumb. It's the dumbest idea I've ever seen.
It makes me laugh.
The dumbest idea I've ever heard. I don't understand. You realize it's a radio off air.
Yeah.
He's going at me.
I mean, now we have cameras, but you didn't even have cameras then.
We did some cameras. We did some shots of him getting in and out of the tub.
Your father's taking a shot. Dave, I don't understand. It's the dumbest thing.
Then I'm carrying it down the street with your dad walking back to the car after the show.
You're not a total knucklehead.
Hochberg made you do this. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. During the break, you looked up this product.
This is an awesome product. For all our customers, because they do make like a grit that people were applying
And we do that, of course.
Yeah, But that wears, and it's also not that you could be kind of exfoliating to
we'll
that
tell
point.
Folks yeah. regularly if you're bathing still, we don't necessarily recommend that.
Yeah, it's not comfortable, yeah. right? Yep, so yep. this kills two birds with one stone, right? Mm-hmm. In all fairness, yep. it's soft, it's comfortable, and
very
it's
slip resistant. Very slip resistant.
So if you have kids, right? Your kids are taking baths, right? You always have mm-hmm. to, when you're buying a home, new families are buying a home, you always look for where we're going to bathe the kids, right? Because if you got more than one, you got to, they're going in a tub, right?
Yep,
okay,
sure.
So.
Kitchen sink can only fit for so long.
Right.
Yep.
I still try to get in there.
Do
but
you?
Yeah. I just want
to. Big sink.
Yeah.
Big sink.
Just nostalgia. I just want to see. Yeah, when nobody's around, I drop the shades, strip naked while I'm walking around naked.
Try to get it in the kitchen sink.
It's not like I got to take my clothes off.
Elise would have a heart attack.
She doesn't listen to the show. She doesn't even know. Like every Saturday, she's like, where do you go? I'm like, I'll be back in around two or three. Sure. So for little kids, it's okay to put in there,
I mean,
or no?
It's great. My kids are 8 and 10, and my daughter, actually, I'm amazed how responsible she sounds sometimes. But I'm so happy you put this in because I feel like I'm not going to slip. I love
that's,
it, right?
It's
worth it, just that. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's...
Yeah. She also holds the handrail going down the stairs.
Beautiful.
Not like my son, who's, cartwheeling.
Down. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
His that's daughter cool. takes after his wife.
Clearly.
And his son takes after him. Dad, we're going down head first. No helmet.
Yeah. No problem.
Yep. You don't need a sled in the house.
So is the investment based upon the area that it's covering?
Yeah, exactly. Or, so we have some standards, of course, in the bathtub, right? But we have been able to make custom sizes, square shower pans, all sorts of different patterns, egg-shaped, jacuzzi, jetted tubs, those kind of
things.
Yeah, it's been a neat project this year, but I just think the world of the company and this addition to the industry.
So is there an additional time factor involved? So if you resurface something, or bathroom, bathroom floor, bathroom tub, bathroom walls, okay, whatever it is, Do you, obviously there's a curing time for that,
right? Yeah, for our product, yeah. And then as we are cleaning, and that's very much part of the process, a deep cleaning on the front end, and then we refinish, and then we're wiping the tubs down, and it's very clean, so it's a perfect time to place that mat down. It doesn't add a lot of time to it at all. It doesn't change your return to service.
So you don't have to back the next day?
Nope. We do that on the last day that we were there.
I didn't know that.
That's phenomenal.
It works really well.
So for this mobility challenge couple who you're converting the unused space on the first
totally
floor.
That's awesome. I love that product.
And then upstairs when her daughter and son-in-law move in with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to put it in my bathtub, but at the same time, that's awesome. I did not know that. It's great.
I'm glad to bring it. Glad to bring it down to the show.
I was looking forward to it. I guess I'm glad you didn't bring a sample, because now we had that rejoin that was all about just talking
about samples that are
apparently
4-inch squares.
We're just making you schlep samples every single week.
Okay, now his father, you schlepped, so now he's got a new schlep.
That's great.
Okay, I understand you're trying to be Yiddish, but I understand.
Yiddish.
So how big are these? Is it a 4x4 mat? How big is the square? Or is it rolled out and you can cut it?
No, it's gonna. It's a closed cell foam, so it'll come in the one piece that will measure, or multiple pieces if it's a pattern or something. But a typical bathtub is 18 inches wide, 20. The mat that we're putting down, 18 inches wide, 24 inches long, and so taking up the majority of that surface here that you'd stand on.
How much does it weigh?
4 ounces.
Now I'm looking at you right now, and I don't want a whole response.
28 grams.
I'm going to tell.
I'm not sure.
He's bringing one down. Don't stop yourself.
It's light.
I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
He's bringing it down. I don't want to hear anything from you or your father.
How much does it weigh?
Stop yourself, because your father. You're channeling your father now.
This is a dumb idea, Huckberg. Face hurts from laughing so much.
This is a great idea.
Right. I know what you're thinking.
I would love listeners to text if they think it's a great idea or not.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
I don't need the listeners to text. I'm channeling the listeners. Your dad is channeling through you. It's a dumb idea,
clearly.
Dave.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's radio. Why are you having him bring down something visual? Doesn't make any sense.
We got these great cameras, a fine addition to the show.
So it's less than 1 pound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Done. Okay. So stop yourself.
I don't want to
hear anything from Mike 2 right now.
I love bringing sending some pictures, and we can put them into the
Oh,
the
pictures
package.
Actually does make sense. Yeah. I love pictures.
Great water resistance.
Send me some.
Yeah.
Okay. As a plumber, I mean, this sounds like something we could definitely our customers
absolutely.
You know, a lot of people would love that.
Yep.
But my question to you from a plumber is a shower pan.
Yep.
So you literally are, you know, depending on where the drain is, centered, left, right.
Yep. Exactly. So we'll make, you know, in a typical square shower pan, let's say, we'll make a four part pattern.
So
four triangles.
Okay.
So the water can still channel to the drain appropriately, I'll find a picture of that too.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you.
See, I think it would be great.
Oh my God, I know you do.
I'm just telling you right now. Okay. I'm a marketing genius.
I know you are.
Northern Illinois University,
yes,
class of 88.
Yep.
I got a 3.01 average. Okay.
Perfect.
So it got out.
So that's totally.
I know
legit.
What I'm talking
okay.
about.
Okay.
Slightly above average.
So if I stood here without shoes on, with that on the floor,
you couldn't even go anywhere.
You'd have cozy toes.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
And Mike from Center Guard, who's our plumber, starts putting water on me because he's the only guy. He's a plumber. He's licensed.
He's licensed to put water.
He's the only. He's only
okay,
licensed.
Yeah, okay.
Starts throwing water on me. I could demonstrate that I've got a good base because I'm not slipping.
You won't slip.
I mean,
there you go.
I would pay to see that for sure.
I know you.
Okay, yeah.
That's
that
why he's got to bring
see.
It down.
Yeah, because apparently the only person that could put water on you.
So you and your father,
and I'm willing to do it,
and he's willing to do it.
Absolutely.
So you and channeling little Joe from upstairs. I don't need to hear it from you guys.
Sounds like what I'm bringing next time is a baby pool, slip resistant mat, a couple buckets,
baby pool.
I love this one. I can't wait.
And then Mike,
warm water or cold water?
Doesn't matter. I can handle it. I'm a man. I can handle anything.
Yeah.
You come at me.
I can handle.
I don't need it like 180 degrees where my skin starts boiling off. Something comfortable.
But like, how about like 20 degrees?
I'll tell you what. The same temperature.
Ice cube.
No, hold on. I got something. Yeah. The same temperature water that they put your feet in for your pedicures. Okay?
Ooh, that's nice.
Can you?
98.
I'll have you temperature check it.
I will.
Phone number.
630-832-2250. 2250.
Isn't that a great idea?
I like it. I'm in. I'm coming back in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Hogle is up there laughing right now.
I'm sure he is.
Spinning around going, it's the dumbest idea, but it's good radio.
I'm going to have somebody.
312-98, phone number.
630-832-2250.
And Bridget, we got somebody here just went to the Notre Dame game, $85 a mile away. So your parents are leaving money
on the
table.
Yeah, they need to up that.
She's
not listening.
She's not even listening to the own show.
She's got the Michigan game on. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Holmes from Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And when we come back, we got Mike Epping from Center Guard Plumbing.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Getting a ton of text messages. Got a page and a half.
I love it.
Can you please tell us?
Bathroom safety.
Yes. So, one more time, who are you and where do our listeners go to get more information and the consultations, how much do they cost?
We have no charge for any in-home estimates, any phone calls, anything like that. You can call 630-832-2250 or visit miraclemethod.com/WGN.
Okay, now we're going to have people saying, you said it too fast.
Oh.
So say it slow. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, go.
630-832-2250.
All right, we have Doreen in Wheaton who's got a question for you. Hey, Doreen, do you got a question for David Haas?
I do. Hello.
Good morning.
Interesting conversation. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
We got you, Doreen.
Oh, sorry. Hi. I have a walk-in shower that replaced the tub before, and the tiles are little tiles on the floor, kind of pretty. And I'm wondering if that mat would cover partial of that or the whole thing on a beautiful tiled floor and prevent from slippery.
All right, so they have pretty tile flowered floor.
Yeah.
Say that 10
times.
It's
not flowered,
okay,
but
it's pretty.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
You know, the downside is covering up the pretty tile, but it's absolutely doable. And we would come visit you and do a little measurement, figure out the best pattern or the best place to put these things, making sure water can still get down the drain. And then you have a very safe bathroom, Ms. Doreen.
What about
that's
if
still
it's
pretty.
Clear?
Can you have
a clear mat?
I do not have a clear mat at present day. I do not have a clear mat at the present.
Well, maybe what you do here, Doreen, is you install some bars, right?
Grab
Dave calls the manufacturer, puts in a request for clear, And then you, you got to hold on. You got to have somebody in there washing you because you'll be holding on with two hands so you don't slip. Not that I'm Dave, you don't offer that service, do you?
Not currently.
Mega?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll do anything for our customers. I'm sorry, literally anything for our customers. Yeah,
no, seriously, I am using one of those little plastic ones you put down and pull up every time you get out of the shower, but there's no hold bar in there.
Okay, so we need to make it safer.
Need to make it safer. And
you've got the right people here.
Maybe put some stuff down on the floor leading into the bathtub so Doreen doesn't have a head.
We
on
have
the
done
way
some
out.
Tests. We're doing some tests on floors and that sort of thing. And so, you know, pending more information on that. But it's great inside that shower and bathtub.
So a question, right? So let's say 3 years from now, you want to pull this mat, change it out, right? For whatever reason. Does it damage that tile at all? Like the adhesives or any of that stuff? Or is it...
So the beauty of what we do is if it should, we can fix it and we can take care of it. And this is this is the goal of Miracle Method to begin with. So typically if we're in there and with Doreen here, for example, if we did something to enhance that pretty tile or if we were changing the bathroom or bathtub and this mat goes over our product anyhow, so we're going to repair that.
Right. Got it.
There you go.
Okay.
Carol at Tinley Park with a sulfur smell from Mike Epping from Senegar Plumbing. Thanks for calling, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. What's up?
I have had this problem for about a year. It comes and goes. Initially, I just noticed it in the kitchen sink. So I thought I would clean my dishwasher little drain thing there, and I did. I got some long brushes and so forth, and I don't know if it goes and comes. Then I noticed it in the bathroom, when I leaned over to brush my teeth, I'm like, the water and my cup smells the same. Oh, my God, what's wrong? And now I'm thinking, well, one source of water for the whole house would be the water tank. But I don't know if that's right or not.
Well, here, I got a solution. She just stops brushing her teeth.
There you go.
See? You're welcome. Okay.
I guess I'm
on to the next caller.
I'm not able to help her. So
hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning
not
product,
the
Carol.
She was looking for.
I should be
hold
a plumber.
On. Yeah, Carol, be. Dave's nonsensical. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead. Mike,
I have a question for you. Do you have a private well? Or are you on city water?
It's city water.
Okay. Then it's probably just your anode rod. The anode rod in the water heater is breaking down, and that's what's making that sulfur smell in your hot water.
Okay.
Because you're not noticing it in the cold side, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
actually,
yeah. Then it's definitely the anode rod. And that can easily be fixed.
So can they take that out?
Well, we could take it out or we could replace it with a different anode rod that would be better for your water. Otherwise, they actually make electric anode rods, which would eliminate your problem in the future completely. And that's something that if you wanted us to come out, you could give us a call. You could probably take a picture of the ratings label on your water heater with the model and serial number. And if you wanted to text that to us, we could actually give you a price for all those things without even coming out and saving you a service charge.
All right. Then I'll need your cell phone number.
The office line is 847-406-8883, or you can go to wgnplumber.com.
Did you get the number, Carol?
I tried to slow it down
after
doing
it.
All right, hold on. Repeat it back to us. Make sure you got it right.
Okay, 847-406-8883.
Is that right?
Yep, that's
right.
Correct.
Nice job, Carol.
Ding.
Yep.
Can he, before I hang up, that type of thing, can you give me kind of like a ballpark? Because I am retired and I need to budget.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I mean, if it's just a standard anode rod, you're probably looking between $175 and $250, depending on what tank you have. If you go to an electric anode rod, you're going to be more around $400. And we give senior discounts and also veterans. We give discounts for those folks, too.
Awesome. So I don't need a whole new water.
No, not at all.
But there will be other plumbers that try to sell their
water.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
A lot of scammers out there.
Unless it's really old and in horrible condition, then I would tell you, let's not put the money in this old unit. But
I don't have a reference for. I've been here 17 years. It was new when I bought it.
Okay. Well, at that point,
that might be too old.
You're getting to the point where you're already on borrowed time by 5 to 7 years.
Oh.
So it's up to you. If you wanted the anode rod replaced, so be it. Go ahead, David.
How much is your home worth, Carol?
Around 260.
What do you owe on the house, Carol?
Nothing.
Nothing. How old are you, Carol?
I'm going on 80.
God bless you. Okay, I've got a solution. What's that, hon?
Okay.
I've got a solution. Yes. Is it only you, or is there a co-borrower with you?
No, it's me.
Okay, how about if we could free up $130,000 out of the equity of your home that you don't have to ever pay back to take care of challenges like this so you're not freaking out for the rest of your life? Would that be something that you'd be interested in talking a lot deeper about?
Yeah. Is that the same as the home equity line?
No. Well, you could do the HELOC or you could do a reverse mortgage. The HELOC you got to pay back. The reverse mortgage you don't have to pay back. And then you could put a brand new unit in that'll last you probably, Mike, for the rest of her life.
Absolutely.
And you won't have to worry about this. And if your roof goes, you could call up Mike Houston here and not have to worry about replacing that. And if you need help in the bathrooms, Dave could come.
Well, the association does the roofs.
Okay, so you live in a condo.
It's a townhouse.
Townhouse.
Yeah, a ranch.
A ranch. Okay. Well, do you have a unit number, or is there a ABC or a unit number, or do you have an actual address?
No, I have an address.
Okay. Do you pay for your garbage, or does the association pay for your garbage?
I do.
Okay. So you're in a planned unit development. You could get a reverse mortgage if you'd like to cover all your living expenses for the rest of your life and not have to worry about it and enjoy the rest of your life comfortably. All right, Carol?
Okay.
I'm going to call you. Mike and I are going to call you after the show and talk to you more about what we have to offer. And if you want to do it, you do it. Okay, hon?
I'm sorry. I'm going to pick up my grandkids after that.
No. You tell your grandkids to take an Uber. We're calling you after the show.
That's way better, Carol.
Carol, we'll call you during the week, okay? Okay, Carol. Okay.
I didn't hear that.
We will call you.
Can you give me your number?
No, Mike and I will call you during the week. You enjoy your family today. We'll call you Tuesday or Wednesday next week, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Mike, we're going to dive deeper after we get back from the break. 312-981-7200. You have an 80-year young lady living in a $260,000 planned unit development, which is a townhouse community. It is fee simple, which means she owns it. And she's worried about having enough money to replace a water heater when she's sitting on, Jeremy, over $130,000 worth of equity that she could take out and not have to pay back if she doesn't want to with the reverse mortgage.
I mean, do you think we've talked about reverse mortgages? They just might have like a negative connotation.
They do.
Okay.
They do. Yeah. But I'm going to crush that.
Yeah, because they seem amazing.
You have an 80-year young listener who needs a hot water tank, who's worried about replacing a hot water tank, which is a couple of $300-$400, when she could access over $130,000 to have a new hot water tank and live comfortably for the rest of her life. We'll talk about more about that after the break. 312-981-7200. That is why we come down there every Saturday, and we're here for 3 hours.
I come out for breakfast.
I know you.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
And your hair looks fantastic.
Thank you. All right, great. No headband. No headband today.
It's not bad.
No, it's a good day for
Thanks,
him.
Thanks, guys.
It's good.
It's good hair day today.
It's good.
Thanks. Appreciate
did you get a cut?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just...
So that's what it looks like when it's washed.
Sure.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp.
A pump pimp?
What?
What's
that? Some pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some
sump.
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I got an email question here that I received from a listener last night at 11:43 p.m. This is a deep flush or a hot water tank. This $149 special, does this include the service charge? Thank you. Love your show. Always listen on Saturdays. Bernard in Chicago. I have no idea what Bernard's talking about, but do you have a commercial running about $149?
Yeah, we have something online right now where for $149 we will come out, and that does include the service call. So it's $149 would be the total to flush that water heater for you to get the sediment off the bottom of the water heater, eliminate the popcorn noise that you're probably hearing. And it's just more efficient once you get all that sediment out of there.
How often do you recommend our listeners do a deep flush of the water heater?
Yeah, and it's not me making the recommendation, David. It's actually the entire industry. The manufacturers themselves are telling that you need to do that once a year.
Once a year?
Once a year.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, we talked about it a few months ago, and I could not believe the amount of questions we had regarding it. No one knows that they're supposed to do that. So it's going to help the, you know, the tank last longer.
Sure.
It eliminates that horrible noise. You're saving, you know, gas or electric because you're not heating the sediment on the bottom of the water heater. So it is very important.
If you have more than one tank, is it $149 a tank or is it long?
It would be $149 per tank.
Per tank.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And how long? Mark that down. It's the first good question of the day. The over-under of me asking a good question before 11:30 was like 50-50.
Yeah, yeah, so the money on the under.
Technically, it's still 11:29:48, so cash the ticket if you said before 11:30. So if how long does something like that? I guess it depends upon the size of the tank.
Correct. How long would it take? Is that what you're looking for? I would say probably an hour or less.
And you'd probably want your technician to come out after you've taken, have already taken your morning shower. So the tank, tanks have a chance to fill back up with hot water.
It's a constant supply. Whatever's coming out is going in.
Oh, there you go.
What if someone hasn't flushed their tank in, say, 7, 8, 9 years?
Excellent question.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. Mike Houston.
Absolutely. That's a great question. You'll have a lot of plumbers out there that would tell you if you haven't done it in the first 2 or 3 years you've had the water heater, it's not worth doing. I would argue that. The manufacturer would argue that. Because even though some of that sediment is going to be cooked onto the bottom of the water tank, every year you're adding more and more on top of that. And I mentioned it on the last show. If you were to take, you know, a pot of boiling water and time, say it took 15 minutes to get that pot of water boiling, now fill it half full of sand.
Yep.
And try boiling it. It might take 2 hours.
Well, that's interesting.
So you're wasting a ton of energy.
That's a fun science experiment.
So I can't guarantee you it's never going to make a noise, and we're going to get 100% out of it. But for $149, it is going to help you. It's going to save on gas or electric, and the life of the water heater will definitely be extended by that.
I've been in my home for a little over 2 years now, I think, and I've never heard of this. And so when your guy comes out, Don, was that his name, who came out? To fix.
Oh, that was Dan.
Dan, yeah. Began with a D.
Class. Had an N in there. He could do that for you while we're there.
I missed
the vowel. Just so you know, we're about a week out on the parts. So.
Okay, good. And that toilet doesn't run anymore, so thank
you. Amazing.
Both toilets. Shocking good. What happens when you have a licensed plumber come and fix your stuff. So when
it gets done.
When
done right.
Right. I don't push the button in, and then and then it keeps running for 5 minutes. So Dan, he could do that?
Absolutely.
All right, let's put that on the list. I had no idea. Okay, so that's the special $149 a tank.
Yeah, and I actually had something else we were going to run. I know you're a Blackhawks fan,
yeah.
So we're going to do a hat trick special for September. So what we're going to do is the $149 that was put out this morning on my way down here, my business partner and I changed that to $99.
Wow.
Cool.
So it's going to cost $99 per water heater.
Okay.
Not $149.
I like that better.
The second thing I'm going to add out for $99 is a whole home gas inspection.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
So with
that's
that,
awesome.
Really, it's a great thing, too, because if anyone listening has ever called the gas company because they smell gas.
It's the worst experience. Crazy. Yeah. We had a customer do that, and the gas company just comes out. They just shut your gas off.
Right. Yep.
Like, instantly. They'll just shut it off, and they're what?
Yep, middle phone of winter.
Middle of winter. They don't
it
even
doesn't
care.
Matter.
Yeah. But get them out now before the winter kicks in. And you
yeah,
need
no,
the
it's
gas
great.
To...
It's great timing for it. So the hat trick, you know, 3 items. The third item is going to be a plumbing inspection. Whole home, $99.
Okay. For
so
all three.
All three of those things, if you get 2 out of the 3, 33% off. We're all about threes. You're basically paying for 2 inspections and getting 3.
Nice.
Awesome. That's phenomenal.
Phone number for listeners, 1 to take advantage of it.
It's 847-406-8883 or WGenPlumber.com.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Come back with Mike Houston from Lindholm Plumbing. No, Lindholm Roofing. Jeez. You got the Mike Houston, right?
You did.
Back off.
Hold your tickets. Hold your tickets.
We sold the plumbing business.
So you sold the plumbing business to Center Garden, kept the roofing business. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Real quick before we get over to Mike Houston, Mr. Epping. Do you guys go to Twin Lakes, Wisconsin? You go that far north
for vacation?
Yeah, we do for service work. We would, but for anything that would require a permit, we're not licensed in Wisconsin.
Service work, Twin Lakes, not permitting work.
Correct.
All right, and it's a 708, so maybe they have a second.
Yeah,
home
I actually live in Twin Lakes, so that's real easy.
I mean, the good news is Wisconsin, you don't really need a permit a lot of times.
No,
it's way different than Illinois.
It absolutely is, and that's why I say
you need a
toilet rebuild. You know, a faucet leak, something like that, no problem, but. Not the big jobs.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Mr. Houston, let's talk about, right, we already talked about this. Winter is coming. We all know winter is coming. It's within 90 to 120 days.
Winter is coming.
One of the greatest shows that Dave Haas never heard about.
That's a trip.
What type of, well, he's heard about it, he's never seen it.
Winter is coming.
Werewolves and... I mean,
there's no werewolves.
There's wolves.
Dire wolves, I think, is what they're called.
Cool,
they
well.
Are so cool.
Jon Snow.
we're just going to do a whole show just about Game of Thrones because it is awesome.
I will learn from you guys.
Yeah. The dragons. The
it's
walking,
amazing.
The dead
it's
people
amazing.
Walking.
Cersei, yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about preventive maintenance. We're going to be wearing winter jackets within the next 90 to 120 days.
Yep.
Okay, we're in here, everybody. I'm in shorts. I'm in flip-flops. We're going to be in winter jackets within the next 100 to 120 days. What types of things should our listeners be doing today? Eyeball check around their homes to make sure that their house, their roofs, their gutters, their siding, all the stuff that you guys do is in tip-top shape to handle what we got coming after us, at us, in the next 4 months.
You just gave a good list. You know, your roof, your siding, your gutters, your shutters, your downspouts, grab them. Make sure the downspouts are tight, not rattling. It's hard to grab a gutter and see if it's rattling, but if the wind's blowing at night and you hear some rattling, it could be your siding, it could be your gutters rattling. You could even have loose shingle tiles up there flapping up and down, slapping the roof.
You might not even know.
You might not even know.
Can't see it from there.
If your roof is under 10 years old, you probably have nothing to worry about. If your siding is under 10 years old, you probably have nothing to worry about. But still, walk around your house. Look around. Make sure the downspouts at the ground level that extend away from the foundation aren't smushed by lawnmowers or kids or dogs or balls. And, you know, replace them. Those are easy. Make sure your gutters are clean. The last thing you want is for the gutters to not get cleaned before winter. If you've got lots of trees, or you live in a forest, and you know you have to clean them every year, twice sometimes. If you want to think about gutter guards, I'm not a big fan of gutter guards, but there are a couple products out there that will work for a good amount of time, but eventually you almost always have to clean them out.
Yes.
I would say, would you
no
say
what,
that?
Yeah. No matter, I mean... And most gutter guards probably cause more of a problem than a solution, right? So that's why I think we all agree, like, gutter guards are okay, but the investment really is just to hire a trained professional that could go on your roof and clean your gutters for you, right? Twice a year, that's the right way to do it. And I have a rule, if you're under 40, you could do it. If you're over 40, don't go on your roof. Don't go on a ladder if you don't have to.
Hire someone.
Your job. Hire someone that's a trained professional to do it. Yeah.
Mike, what do you think about, can you install some harnesses and some things so I could clean my own gutters?
No.
Install harnesses?
I mean, Dave,
you know,
you're
like some, we can just leave them hanging there all
year long. Since I'm over 40,
long.
I will. Yeah. But, you know,
over
I'm like,
40,
you know,
yeah,
like some safety,
no.
You know, clip in, I repel.
I mean, for fun, I guess.
How about a hover vest?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if,
like a little jet pack.
If you're looking for like something to do in your free time, I'm sure Mike and I could figure out something to build for you.
We could put you on a ladder and then we could move the ladder with you on it.
But David, let's just build a climbing wall.
I'm with you on the let's just clean the gutters.
Yes.
You know, topic though, I think that's the right.
I got
way
a great
it.
Idea.
Yeah,
his 8 year old who's into safety.
Yes,
throw her up there.
Sure, oh, that's perfect.
You got a
she'll
better
lots
shot.
Of harnesses and
you got a better shot
a bubble,
of her sticking on that
vest.
Roof than you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're coming off. We'll put you in a bubble suit because you're coming off.
But to that point, Mike, you're right. There is an investment to gutter guards, and there are some companies out there that charge a premium for gutter guards. I mean, tens of thousands of dollars that force you to redo your gutters and all that fun stuff that could cause an issue with your roof. So why not?
Like what?
Could increase ice damming.
Could increase ice damming.
Because there's a cover on the gutter, and the amount of ice and snow that might otherwise fill the gutter, which is inevitable in Chicago,
correct.
Now it doesn't. So now it's on top of the roof.
It's starting to build
It's starting
at
to
your
build
roof line.
At the top. So ice damming has an opportunity to occur and do
We've
damage to the inside of your house.
Okay, so for those listeners, I've experienced it. for those listeners who haven't experienced ice damming, what is ice damming?
Okay, ice damming is caused by the snow and ice that is on your roof melting, coming down to the non-heat loss eve, if you will, and refreezing and
just keeps building,
building up. In the middle of winter, you could walk around your house after a 8, 9, 10-inch snowstorm and look at your gutters and see 6, 7, 8 inches of solid ice on top of them. It's literally a platform that you could walk around the perimeter or along the gutter line if you got up on your roof, which
not
I would not recommend.
No. Yeah, do not, please.
But that's what ice damming is. And then when the ice forms and the snow and ice that's on the roof continues to melt or more comes and melts, now the water that comes down the roof has nowhere to go.
Yep.
And it just spreads sideways instead of coming down into your gutters and what have you. And it just finds its way in because shingles are not designed to hold water. They're designed to shed water.
Yeah.
And then when it warms up, it goes inside your house.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely
yes.
can.
Yes, it does.
And creates nothing but trouble.
Yes. Nothing but trouble. But that is what some of the newer products are. Ice and water shield and better felt. Better sealing shingles. So there is a seal. But again, it's not 100%, 100%, 100%.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more questions. We've got our listeners chiming in here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Ronald Reagan's hometown, Dixon, Illinois. Do you guys go all the way out to Dixon? That's a shock.
Yeah, actually, we do.
You do?
Yeah, we've been to Dixon.
Wow.
Rochelle, you name it, we travel.
All right, 779, they will handle you and Dixon. All right, that's interesting. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I have a text message here from Jerry about rain gutters. So timely, we were just talking about it. So Jerry, I hope you're listening. We're going to get your question answered after the break from Mike Houston of Lindholm Roofing. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes to Know Chicago on 720 WGN, and a guy by the name of Josh arrived where Bridget works also with some sandwiches that we're going to enjoy during the
well, that's wonderful
noon hour break and bring him on the radio.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. He's cool. All excited. He's sweating now, so it should be interesting. Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I could when I get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
What are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing you need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Your father was magic, man.
I know. He still is. It's just,
he still is.
Yeah. God. Still living around
still
his dream.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So great. 312-981-7200. So, Mike, 847, do salt pucks help eliminate ice dams, or do they do more damage than good? From the 847 texter. Great question.
Salt pucks are designed to go on a roof and not be corrosive to the shingles and the metal and wherever they might drain onto the grass, property, cement.
Yeah.
But there are salt ice melting products out there that will corrosively attack your gutters, the aluminum, corrosively attack your plants, your animals' paws, your the cement if they drain on. But yes, salt pucks in the bucket are truly designed for roofs because they are non-corrosive. I believe it's calcium chloride.
Yeah, it's calcium chloride.
Yep. So the old days, because back in the day, people used to say, go get some pantyhose, load it up with rock salt, tie it off, and throw it up there. But that's not good, right?
I would think that rock salt would
break down the aluminum gutters.
I mean, it sounds like a fun hobby, I guess.
There's also, aside from the pucks, there's also bags of non-corrosive salt that you can use that people do use on their sidewalks and driveways and such.
Okay.
It's non-corrosive to pets.
I would recommend to listeners, buy those now.
Yes.
Because
when you need them, they're going to be sold out.
They're gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Dave, you had a question for
Mike? No, there's so much science going on today.
Well, yeah.
You know, we're
calcium chloride.
We're like scientists.
Yeah.
Ish.
Helping.
Yeah, just loosely ish, right? So
salt pucks do work.
Yes.
All right, 847 just said John Landecker explained it well. Of course, John Landecker is a pro.
John Landecker.
40-year Hall of Fame broadcaster. we're a bunch of schlubs here on Saturday, fell in 3 hours. Come on. Sure. Of course John Record Landecker nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not even the B team. We're like C-minus team.
I've usually been the D. You know, just follow my high school grade. Yeah. Right. Average is around D+.
312-981-7200. How can I keep my rain gutters cleaned out this fall? That is from listener Jerry.
How can you keep them cleaned out, or how can you clean them out? If you want,
how can I keep my rain gutters cleaned out this coming fall?
Cut all the trees down around your house. Okay. That's a good start.
That is, but not recommended.
No, it's not recommended. Move. Right, move. But no, it's get up there or hire someone to get up there and clean them after most, if not all, the leaves have fallen. If you are looking for a leaf guard system, again, there are some out there. We do recommend. Can I state,
you can say the product.
Do whatever you want. Yeah, it's Raindrop Gutter Guard System. We use the 3-inch by 4-inch downspouts, which are oversized, and we like to use the wide mouth exits at the downspouts. It helps. The Raindrop Gutter Guard System is a polycarbonate plastic that screws in and screws in at the outside edge and slides or flashes under the shingles at the shingle edge.
Yeah.
It's a better than average product, and believe me, we've been through a bunch. We've been through the foam, we've been through some PVC and vinyl ones. We've been through some screen ones. We've ended up refunding money and taking them off and throwing them out. Uh-huh. But we finally have found a system that is
okay-ish.
Pretty good.
It's one of the best.
Raindrop gutter guard system, and it's a polycarbonate. It's black, so if the sun gets past the ice, it's going to actually melt the ice a little faster, so there's like a little hidden benefit to it.
That's good.
Yeah. I know you're going to find this ironic, but the wide mouth exits was the name of my performance kazoo team.
That is when I was highly in grade ironic. School.
Okay. Ironic.
Wow.
A lot of people didn't
know
that.
You were in so many
I can
bands.
See that.
I was very active.
Yeah.
That's how I got into Northern.
Your nickname was wide mouth because, on the account of your yapping.
That was the team's name, not okay, my specific name. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I want you to address this in 30 seconds. I've been on the internet, Facebook, Instagram. There's some dude up there with a hose and a sprayer saying if your shingles are old, we're going to spray this black compound on it. It looks like a tar-based thing, and it'll rejuvenate your shingles. Fact or fiction?
I've seen that on Facebook.
I got to say fiction.
It's got to be fiction. Would you paint a wall in your house that was flaking paint? No. If your shingles are old and flaking or cracked,
it's
got to
be as
worn,
good as your next basis.
Right. It's only as good as the base, period. It just isn't going to hold up to the outside elements, period.
So it's garbage.
In my opinion, it's garbage. I have not experienced
it. We got to test it.
So, right. If someone's out there that has this and wants to talk about it, call in.
Yeah.
Toot your horn.
I'd be very curious on this.
Phone number.
Our phone number is 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
Dave, I got 45 seconds before Benny starts yelling at me. We got to go to news, and Schwani's got his axe all sharpened up. You got a comment about Miracle Method.
Oh, that's
Here's
me, right?
Frank Wazalewski, Vice President of Access.
We made a mistake. Hold on.
We'll catch that on the other
there
side.
Are some national when I said drug Dave, companies that are selling right, people's
how do we kill the spots? Actually. Hang on. Kill the spots. All right, we killed the spots. Hang on. Let's try that. Hi, Dave from South Elgin. You got a comment about Miracle Method, Dave Haas. Sorry about that, buddy.
Right. Two summers ago, we got them to come out, and they redid our two bathrooms. They did our the tub, they did a surround in the tub, and they did our sink and the hardware on everything. And then for our master bathroom, they did a surround that had one already on it that looked crappy, and they took that out and everything. And just to let you know, here's a company that really stands behind their work. We had a few issues. And
We lost
them. Well, that was good. Okay, he had a few issues, and then we didn't disconnect you there, Dave, but Dave will call back. We got to hit the news. Can we get a hold of Dave for like the 12:15, bring him right on? Because I'd like to hear the few issues he had and how you cleaned up that mess in aisle 5. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to hit a quick break. We're going to throw it over to the Steve Ruxton, I'm sorry, is in the newsroom, the Northwestern newsroom. Then coming out of the break, we have Bridget's last show is today. She's on with John Williams during the week, you know, the big shot.
Well, yeah, because he's big time.
He's big time.
We're small potatoes. We're like, I get it. Yeah. That's
we're like David Who. So, you know, Sean with John Williams. You know, so on her resume, it'll be John Williams Show, WGN.
Oh, yeah. There's no way
no
she's
mention,
writing.
Home Sweet Home Who?
No way.
No shot.
Not a chance.
So she works at a restaurant. The owner of the restaurant, who didn't know that she came down here on Saturdays.
Because she doesn't care. She doesn't want to tell people. Maybe she's embarrassed.
Doesn't even mention it.
Yeah.
He's going to come in here, talk about his restaurant. We got a cake for you that I dropped. And thank God I got a picture before that we're going to thank you with. So we're going to take a quick break, throw it over to Steve in the newsroom. The North News is next from the Northwestern Medical Newsroom. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Center Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If you've listened to the show, you know that I love to promote local businesses. We have Joshua Lee Keating in here, Mr. Three Names. Is that what's with the three names, John? Got to get next to the microphone. What's with the three names? Are you that important? You know, did your relatives, you know, come from the Mayflower? You need three names?
No, Lee was my father's name, actually. Oh, so
and
I
your
just
father,
adopted it.
Is he still alive?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, so now you're making me feel bad. There he goes. Walked right into that one. All right, so may his memory be a blessing.
Well, thank you very much.
Stack and Folded, established 2015. Two locations, Wilmette and Evanston.
Winnetka and Evanston.
Okay, soon to come to Wilmette? Probably
not. Sure,
okay.
Why not?
If you're in Winnetka, just walk over. If you're in Wilmette, just walk over to Winnetka. It's right down the street. Great. What do we eat? Hold, this is this raised beef sandwich here. Delicious.
Yeah, that's our short rib banh mi with a slowly braised short rib with a daikon slaw with a serrano aioli, and it's really delicious. It's got a little bit of heat, and it's been one of our most popular items.
You do a lot of catering, I would assume, for Northwestern?
We do a lot of catering for Northwestern and other small businesses. We do a lot of birthday parties. We really branch out to as many areas as we can.
Segue into Northwestern, one of your employees, Bridget Roberts, whose parents who live a block away from Michigan Football Stadium, not even listening today. Our intern, it's her last day here. She also does, you know, you might not have heard here, Josh, the John Williams Show. You know, big guy, big shot during the week, you know. Doesn't even mention to you. When did you learn that she worked this show?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah, thanks. It's only been a year.
But they're big fans of WGN Radio at Stacked and Folded. They were beyond impressed when I brought it up. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it didn't come up earlier.
You told them that you worked for John Williams, not Home Sweet Home Chicago.
My manager said, David Hochberg? I love David Hochberg. I'm not even joking.
Your manager must be drunk. Come on. David Hochberg. That's the first. When you say WGN Radio, the first thing is probably Lou Manfredini.
Well, yeah.
Bob Surratt, John Williams, Lisa Dent. We got John Records Landecker.
David Hochberg was right up there.
Right up there. Sure.
I swear.
Of course. So, Josh, you got our girl here is going back to college, leaving us high and dry. Is she still going to work for you?
We hope so, yeah, absolutely. Bridget's been a phenomenal member of our team, and we're very lucky to have her.
Shows you her priorities. Doesn't give two beans about us here. She'd rather work with you. Probably paying her more.
Well, we're a little bit kinder than you.
Yes, of course. Look, kinder. You see that? You see that?
Wow.
You see that smirk? Kinder.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
If our listeners, so we got Bridget. You brought the sandwiches, so thank you for that.
My pleasure.
I want to thank Jesus and Mariano's up in Wilmette, off a Willow. That's my go-to cake guy in Northfield. Sorry, in Northfield. I dropped the cake. Thank God I had a little travel challenge, okay? But we got a picture before I kind of screwed up the cake. And we got you a cake, Bridget, because you were an unbelievable addition to our team here.
Thank you.
And we wish you nothing but the best. And if this thing doesn't work out with Stack and Folded, you know, you got a job here, not as good as pay, but, you know, and the food isn't as good here, but you always got a home.
So well, when we get catered from Stacked and Folded.
Then we got good food here. It's pretty damn good. So what do you want to say anything, you know, before the door hits you in the tush on the way out, Bridget?
I would like to say my dad is listening to the show, and my mom is at the Michigan football game.
That's nice.
But she said, make sure to get the audio so she can hear it. Both very supportive parents, and they think you're hilarious, Dave.
Well, your dad is more supported, obviously, than your mom. Because if your mom was supported, she'd be listening at the game.
Right.
I mean, if they don't have earbuds up in Michigan.
They don't have service at the Michigan football stadium, okay, unfortunately.
So you were great. You killed it on social media. Everybody on our show thanks you. Thanks you for the hard work. And we wish you nothing but success up in Evanston. And this guy here who's getting free airtime has got a great employee and is lucky to have you. Right, Josh?
100%. We're very, very fortunate. So please visit us at Stacked and Folded and come down and see the lovely Bridget.
Yeah, maybe I'll be your server.
I think you need a raise. And I think Josh, wow. after that side eye that you shot me earlier about that little shot, I might need to represent Bridget in some salary negotiations.
There we go.
You might be out of a job after this segment here. One more time, Josh, if our listeners want to reach out to you to get eat the delicious sandwiches that we're eating and to cater and to get for games, before games, after games. Tailgate is huge. Corporate events, catering for lunches and dinners. How do they reach you?
Absolutely, yeah. Please check us out at stackedandfolded.com. That's just one single word. You can also reach us at our Evanston location at 847-386-9100. Our Winnetka location, located at 551 Lincoln Avenue, is 847-328-9100. And we would be happy to take care of any of your catering needs. We also have a new community meal program that will be rolling out this next week, which we're really excited for the families and people that need help. It's really a part of a new community service that we're going to be offering. So we're here for all of your family, catering, and friendly social needs. So
all right.
Check us out.
Bridget, you want to give your phone number out and your address like Josh just did?
And so my social security number and your social and security. My credit card number.
No, you're awesome. Your parents raised you well. Your dad is listening and your mom will catch it tomorrow when she wakes up from her buzz from the game when she comes home all liquored up. Mm-hmm. Thank God you're only a block away. They raised a good, hardworking young lady here who values the type of product that you put out, and you've killed it this summer for our team. So thank you for all the hard work.
Keep the compliments coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, get that, Bridget.
It's been great. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
John Williams, when? 2 weeks from today is going to be your last show?
Yeah.
All right, so we kind of set the bar high. We brought in lunch. We brought in a cake.
Yeah.
All right, Pete and John Zimmerman, let's see what you got.
Right.
I'm just saying. Nobody takes care of their staff like we do here at home. I'm just not saying anything about John. I'm just saying, John, you got to step it up.
It's going to be hard to one up. That cake looks delicious.
Okay, John, King John Williams. I just set the bar. John Hanson is out there right now picking over the food. Let's Get Legal coming up at 1. He's out there going, is anybody looking? Let's go. Home Sweet Home Chicago coming up. We'll be back after these messages. Thanks for coming in, Josh. Bridget, great
job.
Thank
you for having me.
We got Dave with Miracle Method shout out coming back. We lost him. He wants to finish his call. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is the intern around?
Oh, she is.
Good.
She is around.
Okay, let's...
Let me put her on the mic.
You know, it's always good to bring in an intern and put them in a very uncomfortable situation. So, what's your name?
My name is Bridget.
Bridget, where do you go to school?
I am about to start my senior year at Northwestern University.
And now you've seen firsthand how a big radio station can totally blow up.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Another one. John Record Landecker steals our people all the time. I mean, he's
a bigger name.
Of course.
I mean,
it
come
is.
On. Okay.
He's
right,
a legend.
Okay.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Okay, cool.
So when they go on his show and then have to come here.
Yeah, we are kind of like schmucks then, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we're like we're like subterranean basement.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you got Bob Surratt, a Hall of Famer.
Also big name.
You got John Record Landecker, Lisa Dent, John Williams. you know, John Hanson, he's working his way up. He works hard. He's a nice guy.
He's still a bigger name than us.
He's still bigger than us.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah.
Down the hall.
Yeah. We really are the lowest name.
Forget about it.
I know, it's a bummer, but that's okay.
Home sweet home who? 312-981-7200.
We're still here.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Well, they're paying for the electricity. You know, the electricity. They're like, might as well put somebody on.
Exactly.
312-981-7200. Dave, sorry, you got I swear to you, Dave, I didn't drop you, but you were talking about your experience with Miracle Method during the bottom... The tail end of last hour, and then you said you had some challenges that they overcame, and then you hung up. So can you pick it up from there, buddy?
Yes, I'm on, right?
You're on. You're live.
Okay, this is the three Davids, me, David, and you two.
It is.
Yeah, we used Miracle Method a little over 2 years ago, and as I said before, we had a couple little issues, and they were taken care of immediately. So I know a lot of people are always looking for companies that do good work, but if something happens, are they still there for you? Well, over 2 years, and we finally got one issue finally resolved. And I mean, it wasn't from the beginning or anything.
There he goes again.
What is happening?
We keep losing.
Yeah, that was weird.
I think we got the gist that it's all good.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, here's what I'd say to Dave, and thank you so much for calling in. We have a showroom at 629 North Addison in Villa Park. And this is one of the reasons why I have the showroom. I want to share with folks what we do, give them a chance to kick the tires, and know that I'm not going to be gone tomorrow after your job's done.
Do you remember Dave's transaction?
Not. I mean, not off the top of my head. I think I'd recognize the voice, you know. But I just appreciate the call, and it is a great thing that the team. I love to be down here on Labor Day weekend and talk about how hard the team works at Miracle Method and all of our companies and all of the folks that live in the community, work in the community, and it's a real blessing to help people.
Yeah. The bottom line is, you try to go through life as a business owner or a manager of sales or a manager of production and never have any problems. But the times where I call it clean up on aisle five, you have the mess on aisle five because somebody did something unintentionally wrong. Something got misconstrued. Somebody said something that they didn't know that somebody else thought was said. Whatever. You just got to fix it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, nothing. You hope to have 100% accuracy and certainty, and 100%, it's not possible.
Never gonna. Yeah, no one's perfect.
You try to get as close to perfect as you can. And when you see 5-star reviews and everybody's got nothing but 5-star, red flag.
Yeah, those are bought.
Okay.
People should know out there that you could easily buy reviews, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a 4.8 or a 4.9 because, you know, every once in a while something goes sideways. Fine. Okay. Sure. But we fix it and we make it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's nice. That's nice that guy called in.
It really is.
Twice.
The service is such a cool thing. And a lot of companies, I don't think consumers realize that, is that, you know, they don't do service warranty, right? They could be fly-by-nights or they could just not care, right? They got their money and they're out of there.
Right.
So just the fact that you showed up, listened, and then service your work is just phenomenal.
Yeah, pick up the phone.
Yep.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Mike 630, we're just talking about this. Who can I call to check my back gutters before winter? I have a problem with icicles forming when it snows a lot, and they drip when it starts to melt. I had gutters installed 3 years ago, and when I complain to the company about this, they tell me there's nothing wrong. So is that something that you could check out to see if it was installed properly or not installed properly?
It's not the gutter's fault.
It's not the gutter's fault, but 100% we're able to come out and take a look. It might be a ventilation, an insulation issue, a combination of the two. It's absolutely probably what it is. But give us a call at 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337. We'll come out and take a look, and all of our estimates are free.
All right, that's the best four-letter word in the English language. It starts with an F. 847, Jeremy, taking offense to your comment. What's with the 40-year-old comment? There's some 30-year-old guys who have two left hands. I'll be 40 in October. That's from Dave from St. Charles.
So let's throw this out there real quick.
Not too happy
with you. As you get older, you know, we do get brittle, right? So I wouldn't say, I don't think anybody that's not trained to go on a ladder should go on a ladder, period. Right?
Every individual knows their own limitations.
Correct. Yeah. I just like the 40 under, 40 over rule.
I'm 56. Do I look brittle?
No, you look stacked and ready to go. I still wouldn't put your ass on a ladder.
Neither would I.
Okay,
I just want to make sure. Right, I just wanted to make sure.
The recovery time is longer. That's the issue. Recovery time.
I don't even like walking by a
correct. That's what I am worried about is the recovery.
I just want to know if I fall into the brittle category.
You're not brittle.
Hey, I'm north of 60, and I'm still climbing roofs.
Also, you're a trained professional. Yeah, so
experience.
That's the thing. Like, just because you could get a ladder at a hardware store and climb up a ladder, maybe you shouldn't, I guess is my point.
Be careful. Be smart.
Well, sure.
Be careful. Be smart.
We're going to take a quick break here. I've got one coming to you, Mike.
All right.
224. We're going to throw this out there. Let it simmer during the break.
All right.
Mr. Fix-It says you don't have to do that deep flush thing that you were talking about earlier that you're having a special on. Just once a month, drain a couple of gallons, rip off to have deep flush. This is according to 224. We're going to have you do some breathing exercises.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're excited right now. I get excited. So, you know, I don't know if Lou said that or not, but according to this texter, the texter heard Lou say something to this effect, and you'll address it.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. Be back after these messages.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Joan Oak Lawn, hang tight. We're picking you up next. So let's dive right into it, Epping. Mr. Fix-It says you don't have to do a deep flush thing. Just once a month, drain a couple gallons. Rip off to have deep flush, according to 224. Your response?
Yeah, I would say, you know, that first of all, what Lou is saying, if Lou said that, is if it's brand new, that might work for you. The problem is the drain valve is above the actual bottom of the water heater. So whatever's laying on the bottom, by taking a gallon or two off, it's not going to do anything. When we're draining these down, we're using the water pressure coming into the water to blow it out the drain valve at the bottom. So, you know, it's just a matter of opinion.
All right. And a listener would like to know, can you announce the phone number again for the hot water heater, your phone number?
It's 847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Does Center Guard service Northwest Indiana? Texter would like to know.
No, we do not.
Do not. Okay, we've got Joe in Oak Lawn. You got a question for Mike Houston, Joe.
I do. This has to do, I heard you earlier mention hail damage.
Yes, sir.
My son-in-law called out the guy because he had a problem inside his house. And the guy said, well, wait a minute. He goes outside, look at this. This is your problem. You need a new roof. Your whole roof has been, has hail damage in it. You need to call the insurance company to get it fixed. So he does. He calls the insurance company to get it fixed. And the adjuster comes out, looks at it, and says, yeah, you got hail damage, but we don't have any history of it this last weekend when you called in. And he said, well, I don't know when the hail damage occurred. And there's dings all over the vents and everything. And to the professional eye, you can tell it's hail damage. But he says, well, listen, you know, chances are they're not going to be able to match the roof. Just let them do this. And then when the roofer comes out to do it, he can contact the insurance company and tell them this roof is no longer available. And they'll give you a new roof. This all goes on and on and on. The insurance company says, oh, no, the roof is available. Here's the number. Go to the store and buy it. And they say, well, it's got hail damage. And even the adjuster admitted it, but he didn't submit it now. And he's having trouble getting the roof, this hail damage fixed.
What you need to do.
Hang on, Joe.
What you need to do is give us a call. Let us come out. Let us take a look. We'll make a determination for you. We'll try to find a event date, if you will, within the last 12 months that was, you know, that we do have programs that give us that. And we could take it over from there and be legit as to whether or not there's enough damage to justify a claim.
Thanks for calling, Joe. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product.
Please give us a call.
All right, phone number.
It's 1-888-4-ROOFER. 1-888-476-6337.
Dave, I got three questions. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Can you ask your guest to if this Can you ask your guest if this give me, I don't understand. Can you put this over an existing tub? That's from Andrew. Can the non-skid mat be put on a tub without refinishing the tub? 708. 309, what is the name of this product for the shower floor? And can I get it in Peoria? So there you go. You got three questions there. Can they go over an existing tub?
Yes
or no?
Yes, existing tub, of course.
Can they put it in a tub without refinishing the tub?
Yes, same question.
Do you go to Peoria to install this, or is there somebody down there you can refer them
to? We've got a guy. So Miracle Method does have a franchise in the Bloomington area, and I can arrange that.
All right, there you go. That was quick.
You're really good at this.
Come on. I should come here more often.
You should. Yeah, I agree.
Here's another one for you before we hit a break.
Let's go.
Benny, let's hit a break early so we got a long run after the break. Does Miracle Method take care of minor mold in bathroom wall corners and recaulk the tub?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's at first step, deep cleaning, removing caulk, removing those contaminants, treating those areas professionally, and then we refinish over top of it, taking care of that issue.
I did not know that. You should let people,
first step.
In all seriousness, you should let more people know about that service that you provide, because that is
a
huge challenge, especially as our listeners age in place. They're not going in the tub to clean the schmutz off the corner.
Yeah, no way.
It's
yeah.
not happening.
Yep.
No.
Yep. Well, we also make some. Go ahead.
Even if they do try to clean it, it's not. It's behind the caulk, so they can't. They could clean it all they want,
and
the
they're not
still
going to
be there. No, right. Yeah, they're not going to recaulk.
You should make
some recommendations too. To maybe we install a corner shelf, get some of those products off of that corner of that tub. That'll clean up that area too.
All right. Yep. And here, one quick before we go to the break: should the anode rod be removed for well water? That's a good one.
No. You don't want to remove the anode rod unless it becomes, you know, basically your water is beyond help. At that point, you could take the anode rod out, but you really should try to put another anode rod into the water heater. It'll help, you know, the water heater last longer.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. That was Mike Epping from Senegar Plumbing, and that was also Dave Haas from Miracle Method and Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and I'll throw Jeremy Hogel from Mega Pros Home Improvement. 312-981-7200, Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break here, folks, so we can have a long run towards the top of the hour. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Land.
I got so many more viewers.
Did you
on
know
John
I was on John Records Land? I don't know if I told you.
You don't know how many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John
Records
Landecker.
Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
You have no idea.
Now, here's Home Bridget. Sweet Home Chicago.
312-98, well, I was on with John Records
Landecker. Yeah, I don't know.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. My email question of the week is from Sandy. Would a reverse mortgage be a good strategy for someone who wants to get equity out of their paid-off home so they can buy a new home with the equity and then pay off the reverse mortgage after they find a new home and sell their existing home? No. A home equity line of credit would be better for that, Sandy. And then when you get into the new home, take out either a home equity line of credit or a reverse mortgage to have for emergency reasons. And to go back to what we were talking about earlier, a listener texted in, David, 80-year-old homeowner, could live 25 more years or more. She might need home value for caregiver retirement home. It would be sad if she uses her big chunk of home equity and ends up in a state nursing home. She should save as much equity as possible. So that's 847. I respectfully disagree. We have if you listen to the call, she's an 80-year young lady who needs a new hot water tank, who's on a very limited income. Correct, Mr. Epping? Is that
Absolutely.
What you got out
yeah,
of it?
That's exactly what I got out of it.
A new hot water tank is going to cost her around $1,200, yep. Right? She lived in a $260,000 townhome with no mortgage on it. She would qualify for at least $130,000 reverse mortgage. There's still 50% equity in the home. This lady could then use that money, this listener could use that money to cover all expenses that she needs without having to worry about splitting pennies. Okay? If she needs a new hot water heater, boom, $1,200 goes to you. If she needs to bring in in-home health care to take care of her, she could tap into the reverse mortgage to fund that. So I respectfully disagree with this texter. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you sharing your comment. There's so much just misinformation about reverse mortgages. You got this 80-year-old lady. God bless her. She made it to 80. At least let her enjoy the rest of her time in that home on this planet without having to worry about the stress over if she's got an extra $1,200 so she can have hot water and not smell when she brushes her teeth. It's really not that simple.
You didn't break a sweat, but you were...
I was close. Okay. But last week when the guy called in and said the lady should move, that set me off.
I know.
The guy in Deerfield, Mitch, that really upset me. Okay? So
That's all right.
Listen, I love the product. It's so misunderstood. It makes me nuts. Can you give us an idea of what the cost of a hot water is to completely install? 630. Go, guys.
For a 40-gallon, you're in that $1,200 to $1,300 range. 50-gallon, you're $100 more. 75-gallon or power vents, it's going to get pricey, and I would have to see pictures for the install to quote that.
Like $2,500, $3,500?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's so just power depends vents if it's about a like power 40. Vent. A 75-gallon power vent, you're going to be about $4,000.
Okay.
If you flush the water heater yourself, do you recommend that you shut off the supply to the water heater or leave it running to help flush out the sediment?
I would turn it off to start, drain the water out, and then turn the valve back on and use the force of the water pressure to blow out whatever's left on the bottom that can be removed. It will not get rid of 100% of that sediment.
But your flushing will?
No.
No, not even that. Nope.
Yeah. Okay. What temperature do you set hot water heater at?
115.
115. Okay, there you go. 312-981-7200. 847, Jeremy. My neighbor is close to 90 years old and told me her patio door doesn't work. I'm not sure if she needs something simple or involved. This is something Mega Pros would do. Is there a charge to come out to look at it? What is the phone number? Thank you. 847 Texter. You do that work all the time.
So to look at it, absolutely not. If we do have a handyman program, so it's $225 just to show up for a first hour, and we could probably knock that out among a few other things to actually get it fixed. But if they want an assessment just to say, hey, I think we could fix it, or hey, this door's on borrowed time, then yeah, give us a call. We'll come out. No problem.
312-981-7200. Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing. Will you do roof inspections, and is there a cost? I guess somebody wants to know.
If it's solely for an inspection, there typically is a cost. If it's for the purpose of an estimate, it is a free estimate.
Free estimate, but there is an inspection.
We perform inspections. Again, if it's for the purpose of an inspection for a real estate transaction or something like that, an evaluation, yes, there is a cost. But otherwise, a proposal or an estimate is absolutely free.
That's what I was just going to say. Sometimes during a real estate transaction, the appraiser will look up on the roof, see some spots that are a little lighter in the shingles than in other, and say, the roof might need to be inspected for wear and tear, whatever.
But that's for the purpose of a proposal or an estimate to repair or do what needs to be done to make it right.
Okay, and you guys do those all
that's
day long.
Free.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Ask the plumber how much a cold water heater costs. Is there anything? I never heard of a cold water heater. Is that just a hot water heater that's not turned on?
Exactly, yep.
All right, is that a
very
joke?
Very inexpensive.
Is that a joke, 773? You're trying to catch me ever? Mike, 815. Do you know anybody that'll come out to Shorewood? For those of you that don't know where Shorewood is, it's close to Joliet.
I know where it is, yeah.
To clean out gutters.
Wow. Fire department, you could call us, but that's quite a drive just to clean out gutters. If you have a licensed and insured handyman or a licensed and insured landscaper, you can go that route. But typically, that's a little far just to come out and clean gutters.
And the reason you said firefighters, because a lot of the firefighters, they work 24, they're off 48. They have side jobs. They've got other businesses. These guys and gals are on ladders or trained to be
no
on ladders.
No guy better on a ladder than a fireman or firewoman, for sure.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. David, in your example, how is the 130 reverse mortgage paid back? It's a great question. When the individual passes away and sells the house, it's right there. When you sell the house, the loan is paid back. Okay, the lady that called earlier does not have, and anybody else that takes it out, you have a monthly mortgage payment. If you want to make it, you can make it. But the whole reason for the reverse mortgage is to free up money so your current assets last longer and you don't have to make a payment if you don't want to. So if you want more information, 630, I'll call you after the show. Let's go to Johnny and Elgin. You got a hose question, Johnny. We're running out of time, so make it quick, bud.
Hi, my name is Bonnie.
Oh, hi, Bonnie.
Sorry.
Nice job, Patrick.
I have a hose thicket on the outside of the house. It's a four-unit townhome. I suspect the other units are having the same problem. It's very, very difficult to attach the end of the hose to the spigot, one, because of the location. It's very close to the ground. And then you have to reach under it, sort of upside down, to try to attach the hose end, the connecting end, to the spigot, and it just does not seem like the thread is good enough to attach. And I'm wondering if there's a way to replace it and also raise it up higher. It's also behind the air conditioner. It's like you have to be a contortionist to get underneath it and under it and on your hands and knees, and it's just, I've had handymen help me, and then they end up making the connection so tight, and they actually crimp the end of the hose attachment, and then it can't be reattached.
Hey, Bonnie, could I give you a call on my way home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she will.
I'll give you a call when we leave the studio. Thank you.
Bonnie, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Coxil, that's my favorite word.
We're back.
Right? We're back.
Silcock.
I think it's Silcock. Yeah, wow.
It's all right.
What did I say? Coxil?
Yes, that's you
fine.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that guy's going to email
Silcock.
You.
Silcock.
Yeah.
Yeah, Silcock.
All right. Well, we went almost 3 hours without saying Silcock, Dave. Yeah. Over, under.
Hold your tickets.
Hold your tickets. All right. We got Bonnie went long. Linda, sorry. Bonnie ate up all your time, but we'll have Mike Houston reach out to you, and we'll send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product for calling. You got 10 seconds to say goodbye, David. How can our listeners reach you? Happy Labor Day.
Visit us at miraclemethod.com/WGN.
Mike Houston, you want to talk about Game of Hearts or something?
Oh, the Queen of Hearts at the Villa Park VFW. The jackpot is over 45,000. Public is welcome. Villa Park VFW, 39 East St. Charles Road in Villa Park. If you want to get a hold of Lindholm Roofing, please give us a call at 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
Mike Epping.
Yeah, I'd like to say, have a great Labor Day weekend also, and you can reach us at 847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Mega Pros Jeremy, Mega Pros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
You have a great weekend, bud.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm very excited.
Give my love to your mom. This is David Hochberg. Thanks for listening. Let's Get Legal is coming up next. You got any mortgage questions? 855-56-DAVID, 56DAVID.com. Register for our in-person credit enhancement seminar at Blue Sky Restoration on the 22nd of September. Limited seats, only have seats for 100. Go to WGNCredit.com to register. WGNCredit.com. Bridget, great job. Your dad, Alex, is listening, and your mom's getting liquored up and stoned at the game. So when she wakes up tomorrow, she can listen to this broadcast. Let's Get Legal coming up next with John Hanson. Thanks for listening.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, David Haas from Miracle Method, and Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.